The man alleged to have attacked a Crown prosecutor near a Vancouver courthouse is now facing a total of 6 charges. A Crown prosecutor was attacked February 2 as she walked with a security officer to Vancouver's provincial courthouse at 222 Main Street. The attack occurred about 9 a.m. with witnesses at the scene saying another related attack had just happened a block away. Ambulances were parked within half a block of each other for the incidents. The prosecutor was taken to hospital. Kenyon Thomas Lavallee, 28, was charged with assault causing bodily harm in the case of the prosecutor and assault in the second case, also involving a woman. For the same day, Lavallee is charged with having an air gun, a weapon considered dangerous to the public peace. Also for February 2, Lavallee is charged with assaulting an on-duty peace officer. Sources have told Glacier Media a jail guard was either punched in the face or spat on. Lavallee is facing charges that he allegedly improperly used a fire alarm twice at a Tim Hortons on Terminal Avenue on October 16, 2023. On February 12, Lavallee was listed on public court lists to have an appearance before a judge. However, he was remanded into custody in an appearance before courtrooms began their morning public sessions. He remains in custody. The February 2 incident left Premier David Eby profoundly disturbed. He said he has asked Attorney General Nikki Sharma to look into increased security. The scene. Ambulances were at both scenes February 2, as were many VPD officers and members of the BC Sheriff's Service. The prosecutor lay crumpled under a blanket on the pavement outside 145 East Cordova as people gave her first aid while awaiting paramedics. Several lightly bloodied towels could be seen. Glacier Media has opted not to publish the victims' names given the nature of their work and location. Security. Courthouse sources have told Glacier Media prosecutors are now being met at a private parkade and escorted to the building with a new vehicle. That has been the case with other courthouse workers including judges for some time, but not Crown Counsel. The BC Prosecution Service, however, hasn't confirmed what measures are being taken to protect people.